Oh, 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 O'Reilly! To protect your engine, you have to change the oil. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil for $28.95. Protect your engine from sludge and wear with Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Everybody, good morning. Welcome to the Coffee and Crayons podcast. Coffee and Crayons is our virtual meeting place for adults to have a conversation about our childhood dreams. I'm your host, Sheree Vejean, co-founder of the Goal Setters Club and author of the 2019 Goals Journal. This podcast is brought to you by Kingdom Life Clothing Company. Kingdom Life Clothing Company designs, creates, promotes, and supports urban-style alternative gear for the belief in you. For more information, visit kingdomlifeclothing.com. Today is Tuesday, January 15th. If this is your first time joining us, welcome. In this podcast, I want to encourage you to do the before work. I always like to begin with a quote or a few quotes. People may spend their whole lives climbing the ladder of success only to find, once they reach the top, the ladder is leaning against the wrong wall. And that's by Thomas Merton. In the world of social media, I've seen the hashtag squat goals, couple goals, marriage goals, money goals. But today I want to encourage you to set your own goals. You know, hashtag my own goals. When we first started creating our goals as a family, my girls knew exactly what they wanted to do, where they wanted to attend college. But right when they were about to graduate, things shifted. And I didn't really know how to help them figure these things out. I didn't understand. We set the goals. We read the books. We've done the research. We did the work. We visited the colleges. But then the conversations happened. I changed my mind. I don't want to do that anymore. You know, I don't know. But I did figure out something during that journey, which will be a big part of the 2020 Goals Journal. I realized that we all may have written goals for different reasons. Maybe it's a true goal of yours. Maybe it's something you really want to reach. Maybe it's your mama's goal for you. Maybe it's not your real goal, but it looks good on paper or it sounds good when you read it out loud in a group setting. If this is how you're deciding to write your goals out and what your goals are going to be, we need to all start over from the drawing board. So I want to ask you to consider 6 things before you even put pen to paper. And we're using the acronym BEFORE, B-E-F-O-R-E, brag, examine, forgive, own, remember, and expect to change. So brag, the more you praise and celebrate your life, the more there is in life to celebrate. And that's by Oprah Winfrey. Before I start on future goal setting, I always try to look at my past accomplishments. For those of you who have the 2019 Goals Journal, in the back of each section of your journal, there's a space to write in the highlights of the month. This is so very important because it's a reminder of the hard work you put in. No matter how big or small your accomplishments are, list it anyway. It's also a good idea to keep photos and awards visible through your home or your office as a constant reminder of your accomplishments. E is for examine. Examine who you are now. One thing's for sure, if you've been following me since the beginning, if you've been doing the work, if you've been creating weekly, daily, monthly, and yearly routines, if you've been reading the books and taking the challenges, I can guarantee you that you are not the same person that you were last year. I believe that one new friend, one new book, one new course, one conference can change the direction of your life. So make sure as you're writing your goals out for this year that you are not simply transferring your unfinished goals from 2018 onto your 2019 journal. Take a moment to sit still, see if you still want that goal. Is it still relevant? And if it's not, just let it go. F is for forgive. You cannot travel back in time to fix your mistakes, but you can learn from them and forgive yourself for not knowing better. That's from Leon Brown. So you set a goal to lose 25 pounds, but you only lost 5. Maybe you did all you could. Maybe you cheated. or you simply failed. It's okay. Before you dive into a new year, learn to forgive yourself and start over. Achieving your goals should be challenging yet exciting. They should not be stressful. You should not be beating yourself up. You should be appreciating and enjoying the journey. When you know better, you do better. Now that you know, forgive yourself and keep moving. The O is for own. Own who you are. You were born an original. Don't die a copy. Before moving to the Inland Empire, I attended New Song Church in Irvine. And one of the things that attracted me to this church was a saying that they used to describe the church. Besides being multicultural, it was the home of the misfits, the outcasts, the other. And I really felt that was me because in crowded rooms, I felt out of place, or I felt at times, you know, unwelcomed or uncomfortable. But a few years later, I accepted a position on staff and we were required to take assessment tests. And one was a spiritual gifts test and one was, I think, shape. Then one was a Myers-Briggs. And that to me was life changing for me. I realized that why I was so compassionate about certain things, why I did things a certain way, why I felt a certain way about certain things. I also heard for the first time that I was an introvert, that I was an INFJ, and that there are only 1% of me, you know, in the world. So I did love people. I just didn't want to be around people all day. It didn't give me energy. Later, when I attended Chaffey College, our instructor made us take a bunch of assessments as it related to our personality, our work habits, our career. And that was also a game changer for me. Before we even started the class, we had to take like 10 or 15 different assessments. And what I really like was after there were suggestions on what type of careers would fit your personality. So I want to encourage you to take as many assessments as you can, as you get to know who you are and why you do things a certain way. I think that will help you navigate through this craziness called life. Remember your why. In your journal, there's an entire section dedicated to creating a vision board. Make sure you have a visual of your goals that you can review often, whether it's a big vision board or photo collage on your desk or just one photo that you take with you on the go as a reminder. Expect to change. When you get a new TV or refrigerator, they ask you, what do you want to do with the old one that you're taking away, you know? Or if you're changing careers and you get a promotion to Washington from California, there's going to be a drastic weather change. So you might need new work clothes, new face products, bigger jackets. If you really win the lottery, you know, are your financial affairs set up to adjust to that lifestyle? Do you need a trust fund, a tax attorney, a lawyer, shoot, a security system, or a security team? So start researching those things now. I've said this to singles many times. You keep saying you want to get married, but you don't have space for anyone. You have one cup in the cabinet. So if you're expecting to have a mate or expecting two, then buy a set. When you know the baby is coming, you create a nursery. When you go back to school, you set up a study space. So it's about expectation. Prepare for what you're expecting. So those are my 6 tips for you. Before the goal, brag, examine who you are, forgive yourself, own who you are, remember your why, and expect to change. So here's your assignment for this week. Try to do at least 2 assessments online this week. I'll try to post the links for those of you who are, I think there's show notes that I can post to give you access to some of the assessments that I've taken. Also, try to create a visual that incorporates your 2019 goals. That could be a vision board, a photo collage, a painting, anything visual that you can look at every day that reminds you of your goals. And then lastly, make room for your goal. Whatever you're expecting, make room for it. Pretend like it's coming this week and make the appropriate adjustments. So thank you for joining me this morning. I hope this segment has helped you to have a successful goal-achieving week. Again, I am Sheree Vajon, author of the 2019 Goals Journal. Feel free to share this podcast with your friends and family and encourage them to reach their goals. Have an awesome, awesome day.
Liz, you're back. Max, you're still in Roswell.
From the executive producer of The Vampire Diaries and the originals.
I used to think about what I would say if I ever saw you again.
Comes a story.
You don't know me like you think you do.
About making contact.
You're telling me you're an alien?
It's the incredible new series.
There are too many things you can't ever know. Fall in love with someone else.
If I could have, I would have.
Roswell, New Mexico. Series premiere after The Flash. All new tonight on The CW.
Roswell, New Mexico. Tonight at 9 p.m. Only on KTLA 5, The CW.
Liz, you're back.
Max, you're still in Roswell.
From the executive producer of The Vampire Diaries and the originals.
I used to think about what I would say if I ever saw you again.
Comes a story.
You don't know me like you think you do.
About making contact.
You're telling me you're an alien?
It's the incredible new series.
There are too many things you can't ever know. Fall in love with someone else.
If I could have, I would have.
Roswell, New Mexico. Series premiere after The Flash. All new tonight on The CW.
Roswell, New Mexico. Tonight at 9 p.m. Only on KTLA 5, The CW.